This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, September 16th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. It's that time of year again, when Apple releases a new version of its operating system. iOS 16 has some features to improve messaging and make the home screen a little more personal. But some features are ones other smartphones have had for a while. And the changes are coming just as Apple releases a new slate of iPhone models. So, should you upgrade your system? Your phone? Nothing at all? On today's show, our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern joins us to break down what's new in iOS 16. That's after these headlines. Adobe is making its biggest acquisition yet, agreeing to buy the cloud-based collaboration software company Figma for about $20 billion, half in cash and half in stock. Figma's products work like digital whiteboards, allowing designers and engineers to share and comment on design plans. On a company earnings call yesterday, Adobe's president of digital media, David Wadhwani, said the combination would be good for customers and the company.
Figma's web-based multiplayer platform can accelerate the delivery of Adobe's Creative Cloud technologies on the web, making the creative process accessible to more people. This will dramatically increase Adobe's reach and addressable market opportunity.
Also yesterday, Adobe reported a quarterly profit of $1.14 billion, up 13% from the year before. But it issued revenue guidance for the fourth quarter that fell below Wall Street expectations, citing foreign exchange headwinds tied to the run-up in the U.S. dollar. In crypto news, the widely anticipated upgrade to the Ethereum blockchain took place yesterday. We've covered the Ethereum merge before. It changes how transactions on Ethereum's blockchain are verified, the idea being to significantly cut the amount of energy used and the crypto's environmental impact. Despite investors' concerns about hiccups, the transition to the new system went smoothly. Our reporter Caitlin Ostroff says that will help pave the way for future updates.
One of them is kind of a planned upgrade that just builds off of some of what was done with this most recent one. Another is potentially lowering transaction fees. So Ethereum is also the network that's been behind the NFT craze. And so one of the complaints from artists and other creators has been that, you know, those fees can vary widely from $20 to more than $100. And so one of the planned upgrades would be to address some of those very high fees and lower them.
You can hear more from Caitlin on this morning's edition of our sister podcast, What's News? We report exclusively that federal drug authorities are looking into the telehealth company Dunn Global. Agents at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration have questioned people about Dunn's prescription practices. That's according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal and people familiar with the discussions. The recent inquiries suggest ongoing and potentially widening interest from federal authorities into digital mental health companies like Dunn. As we've talked about on the show before, these companies were allowed, due to the pandemic, to prescribe stimulants like Adderall without an in-person checkup. And some of Dunn's clinicians felt they were being pressured to prescribe them. In a statement, Dunn said it had not received any notifications from the DEA or other federal agencies regarding an investigation, request for records, or preservation of documents. And it said it's committed to providing high-quality psychiatric care while complying with the law. A DEA spokeswoman declined to comment. Digital device and software makers could be facing stricter cybersecurity rules in Europe. Under a new proposal, manufacturers operating in the EU would have to provide security patches and updates for the lifetime of their products or 5 years after going to market, whichever is shorter. The legislation is aimed at reducing hacking risks in products ranging from home appliances and wearable devices to personal computers. Our markets reporter, Caitlin McCabe, says some companies are concerned the changes could be a big undertaking.
One manager of an association of German electrical and digital companies said the legislation will come at a significant cost to companies. And others have said that other components of the legislation could ultimately delay product launches. But consumer advocates disagree, saying hackers can cause major damage.
And New York's Museum of Modern Art is swapping masterpieces for a bigger digital presence. Paintings and sculptures by Picasso, Renoir, Rodin, and more that have been in MoMA's care are headed for auction. The museum hopes to raise at least $70 million this fall through the sale of 29 works from the collection of the late CBS founder William Paley. Our art market reporter Kelly Crow says the proceeds are earmarked for expanding MoMA's online footprint and possibly digital art like NFTs.
They have, 35 million people are following its YouTube channels and its social media and its websites, and they're on Weibo now and Instagram, and the museum just wants to try to extend its reach into those digital spaces.
All right, coming up, to test out the new iPhones, our senior personal tech columnist got in a canoe and paddled to an island. Why? We'll explain after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Apple released its latest operating system, iOS 16, this week. If you've got an iPhone, eventually you'll have to update to the new system. But some users may prefer to wait to see if any kinks need to be worked out. So what can you expect once you do update to the new OS? And how will it compare to other smartphones? Joining us to discuss that is the Wall Street Journal's senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. Hey, Joanna. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Zoe.
So, Joanna, let's start with some things iOS 16 has that make it feel like an upgrade. What were your favorite new features of iOS 16?
Personally, I now cannot live without some of the messaging features. One of those includes the ability to edit a message. So if somebody else is running iOS 16, and let's say you have a typo, you can go and edit that message for up to 15 minutes. Another feature in messages that I really rely on now is the ability to mark as unread. Basically, text messaging has become the new email. We get so many messages, and this lets you just mark this as important. You can come back to it. It's a nice signal that, hey, this is something I want to look at later.
I definitely understand that. I feel like there are so many text messages coming in from so many places these days. That seems like a nice-to-have feature, though. Visually, are there big changes iPhone users will notice in the updated operating system?
So in the iPhone's 15-year history, there's never been a bigger design change to the lock screen. That's the screen that we look at every day, all day. And so now Apple lets you customize that in millions of ways. That's not an exaggeration. There are so many color options for the fonts. There are going to be so many different widgets. And of course, whatever wallpaper you'd like. One of my favorite things here, too, is that Apple has these new preloaded wallpapers. One of them is a weather background, and it automatically changes based on the conditions in your area. Another is emojis, so you can put in your favorite emojis and it will do different patterns on the background of the screen. Obviously, I have a poop emoji background now. All of these things, and again, I'm not kidding, you could spend hours, if not days, customizing your lock screen now, and you can make different options. I don't suggest you do that, but it is really nice to have a customized lock screen that's more yours or personalized.
So Apple has released its new operating system, but while I've got you here, I want to ask about its new iPhones too. Could you tell us a bit about the different models that are coming out this year and if they're worth the upgrade?
Look, every year Apple releases a slew of new iPhones, right? This year we got the 14, the 14 Plus, and those are the regulars, as I call them, more affordable. And then you have the Pros, the iPhone 14 Pro and the 14 Pro Max. Usually I say that all of those are good choices, and some people will be better with the lower end models, some people will be better with the higher end models. This year my advice is a little bit different. In fact, those 14 models really haven't gotten that much better from the 13, just in terms of cameras and battery life. It's not that big of a jump. But the Pros now offer more features where that value of going up $200 gets you some more features that I think people will really enjoy. And those features used to be really centered around the camera, right? Going from the regulars to the Pros, you got a third camera, the telephoto camera. Now you get more than that. You get some real screen enhancements. One of those is an always-on screen. It means the screen always shows your time and the date. You don't have to tap on it. It just always shows it. But then there's this other feature. It's kind of a screen technology turned software trick. It's called the Dynamic Island. I'm not joking. That's the real name of the feature. And in fact, I went and tested this on a real island because I kind of needed to poke fun at this name. But what this lets you do is multitask. And it is, this island is at the top of the iPhone 14 Pro and 14 Pro Max screen. And it is a little pill area. That's the shape of a pill, which is what was previously the notch area. And so Apple shrunk that down. That's the area that has the selfie camera. It's the area that has the Face ID. And so now this area expands and retracts. That's the word dynamic. And different software apps or different apps can then live in the island, so you can jump between things and it can display information. Like if you're on a phone call, it can display the amount of time that's on the phone call, or you can tap on it to get to the phone call screen. If you're listening to a podcast like this one, you can press and hold on the dynamic island to pause it, maybe. Sorry, I could talk for a really long time about the dynamic island. I'm very dynamic when I talk about it.
And maybe very on an island right now, or have you left the island?
I left my island. I'm in my office attic, which is not dynamic.
You know, cameras and videos are often the selling point for new phones. Are there changes here that you liked?
Apple, over the last couple of years, has put in new video tricks. And this year, the video trick is action mode, which means if you're doing some action, the phone should stabilize the video. And so to test this, I did a couple of things. One, I went out to that island, so I canoed there and tried that. You know, the footage wasn't that much more stable, but I definitely found myself running around a lot to test this. And you can see the difference. I wouldn't say that it's major. Already the video on iPhones, starting with probably the 12, has been really stable. But if you get these phones, you're probably going to want to run around and do some action.
Okay, so how do all of these changes compare to non-iPhone or non-Apple software?
In both iOS 16 and the iPhone 14 models, Apple plays catch up to Android. This happens every year. Some features Android gets from iOS, iOS gets from Android. Specifically, though, in iOS 16, the ability to customize the lock screen in this way feels very Android. Android has had a similar sort of feature with their material design, and they introduced that about a year or two ago. Also on the iPhone 14s, again, talking about that lock screen on the 14 Pros, that always-on display has been on Android phones for years now.
All right, that's our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. Thanks for breaking this down for us, Joanna.
Anytime.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our producer is Julie Chang. Our supervising producer is Chris Sinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.